Good morning. KSL News Time is 8 o'clock. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story this hour.
Today, thousands of people around the state will take part in the Great Utah Shakeout.
It's a drill intended to help people prepare for the next big quake here in Utah. KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live near the epicenter of the 2020 Magna Quake and begins our live team coverage. Adam?
Amanda, 10:15 this morning, Utahns, no matter where you are asked to drop, cover, and hold on to something. It was something you should do when we actually get another big earthquake here in Utah. Wade Matthews with the Utah Division of Emergency Management tells me knowing what to do in the heat of the moment can literally be the difference between life and death.
We know that there's a risk. We know there's a need for people to be prepared for earthquakes, and that's with your emergency preparedness efforts and in knowing how to survive an earthquake through drop, cover, and hold on.
Nearly a million Utahns have registered online to participate in this. So if you have a desk, for example, at work or home, duck under that, hold on to something for about a minute. That's how long this drill is going to take place. If you don't have something to hide under, go by a wall without any glass overhead or any other thing dangerous overhead. Get down, cover your head and neck with your hands. And experts are saying a much bigger quake will likely hit Utah at some point. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston continues our live team coverage. Peter?
Temple right now, and if you remember, the 2020 earthquake that shook the Angel Moroni's trumpet off the Salt Lake City Temple was a magnitude 5.7. State geologist Bill Keach says there could be a trembler around 170 times more powerful on the way.
The odds of a major earthquake, meaning like a greater than a 6, are better than 1 in 2 in the next 50 years.
Keach says you'll need a 72 or even a 96-hour kit ready in case a bigger quake hits.
Power your water, grocery stores. In a big earthquake, they're all going to be down. For how long, depends on how big.
Remember, the motto is drop, cover, and hang on, not run outside and hope for the best. Reporting live from Salt Lake City, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
I want to bring Adam back into the conversation again. He's in Magna and near the site of a new FEMA emergency shelter that will be a part of our KSL News Radio emergency plans. Tell him more about that place, Adam.
Yeah, Tim, in the case of a major earthquake or another disaster, KSL's partnered with FEMA. We have a backup radio transmitter away from other major infrastructure where we can convey critical life-saving information to most of the state, even some other western states, in the case that broadcast house were to fall in a major disaster like an earthquake. That's why, as part of your emergency preparedness, have an AM radio in there. Lock it into 1160 AM because KSL is going to be the place to be to get what you need to know if the worst ever strikes Utah. Live at our emergency site off I-80 in Salt Lake County, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
A 6.4 magnitude earthquake hit southern Japan last night. Some water pipes burst, but we don't have any reports of major damage.
Now KSL's top national stories this hour. The impeachment trial against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas was basically over before it even began. ABC News correspondent Rachel Scott has the latest from Capitol Hill.
This Republican effort to try to convict Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas went down in less than 3 hours. Democrats quickly dismissing those charges before this trial even fully got underway. House Republicans impeached Mayorkas over his handling of the border, but failed to provide any evidence of high crimes and misdemeanors.
Republicans say they wanted to go over the evidence, but Democrats wouldn't allow it.
People looking to start a business in Utah will now be able to utilize support from the state. KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson has the story.
The Startup State Initiative is a program to encourage more entrepreneurs to start businesses they've been dreaming of, whether they live in rural Utah or the Wasatch Front. There are currently more than 300,000 small businesses in the Beehive State, employing about half of Utah's workforce. The Governor's Office of Economic Opportunity says Utah has been ranked as the best state in the nation to start a business, due in part to low taxes, access to capital, and a well-rounded business ecosystem.
Those who want help from the state to conduct market research, create a business plan, or network with community partners can visit startup.utah.gov.
Weather predictions from Colorado State University say we could see a record-breaking hurricane season, and that could have big impact on our gas prices.
The biggest concern would be if weather affects refinery production. That's definitely something that could happen, has happened historically in the past.
Julian Paredes with AAA says it all depends on how hard refineries get hit with big storms.
First Look Traffic takes us back to you, Andy.
Amanda, traffic on I-15 is looking better on the northbound side. Still a little bit of stop and go around Midvale. They've got the traffic coming off Legacy onto 215 out of Davis County, moving a little better now. There's a crash on the 45th South exit ramp off South 15, causing just a little bit of backup on the ramp itself. But the crash is, well, I guess it's blocking one of the two left turn lanes. So there is some interesting merging going on as they go underneath the freeway. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Utah could see some big transit projects in the works that could be fast-tracked because of the 2034 Winter Olympic Games.
The UTA TechLink Corridor Plan is set to commence in 20 to 30 years, but project managers are hopeful that if Utah is awarded the Olympic Games, it will be the impetus needed to accelerate the timeline, especially for the tracks line from the airport to the University of Utah, where athletes are planned to be housed. If the Games aren't awarded to Utah, the project will still move forward, but at the original slower pace. Tammy Kikuchi, KSL News Radio.
An NBA player is now at the center of a gambling scandal. The league announced a lifetime ban on Jontay Porter, who is a center for the Toronto Raptors, for feeding inside information to gamblers before games.
This sports betting has taken the joy out of playing the game for the athletes. You see the NCAA trying to ban prop bets in that as well. These are real impactful things where you are dealing with social media, fans yelling at them, miss the shot.
Oh, and prop bets being like these more elaborate things of like, I know how many free throws this person's going to make. So all of a sudden this random free throw is a huge deal in the arena.
And you're cheering for them to miss, not because you want your team to win, but you're cheering them to miss because you want to win the bet.
ABC senior investigative reporter Jean Tai and Brad Milkey have been following the story. Porter was originally drafted back in 2019.
Astronomers discovered a massive black hole in our galaxy, and it's not too far away. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit is live with that story. Michael?
Tim, it's been described as a sleeping giant because this black hole has 33 times the mass of our sun, and it sits only 1,926 light-years away. It's called Gaia BH3, and until now it went undetected. It was only discovered after astronomers saw its companion star shake as the black hole siphoned parts of it away. See, billions of years ago, this could have been two separate stars before one of them collapsed, and it's this relationship that could help astronomers learn more about how these type of massive black holes form in the first place. Reporting live, Michael Kmit, KSL News Radio.